I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
It's funny because 20 or so years ago, 25 years ago, diba, he was siya yung tuta ni Vince nung at
all. Okay.
So it's interesting and also fitting na rin na The Rock is the guy to carry, to continue that legacy of being the boss. So I want to ask you, is this something we need for the Cody story? Because I feel like, yeah, because it now also makes Cody this generation Steve Austin.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to.
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Now listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. It's your boy Ro and Emil joining you today on a weekend reactions episode. Hindi pa namin sure kung diretso namin to picks of the week, but no Chino, no Rowan ASH, no Stan, because he's preparing for the biggest week of his life. So kami muna, and it's a big weekend as well. We've got a big pay-per-view from AEW and a big moment to come with it. So, maraming get up, maraming pag-uusapan. But before we go into that, let's get into it really quickly. WrestleMania 40 viewing party. Let's go. We're doing it big. We're doing it in two venues, both Hobby Stadium and Skinny Mike Sports Bar in BGC. Hobby Stadium is in New Manila, Quezon City as well. Same prices, same day, same time. Sabay-sabay natin gagawin. Chino and Rowan will be manning the Hobby Stadium branch while myself and hopefully Emil.
Yes,
hopefully.
I am confirming it kasi I'm traveling to Manila this Thursday. So madaming ganap. In the next 2 months, I'll be in Manila. There's a lot of things that's going to go down. So I'll be there at WrestleMania.
Yeah, so kami nasa Skinny Mike's VGC and we'll be handling both days. Both days will be starting at 7 a.m. That's the main show. So we'll open doors at 6 a.m. Got to be earlier than that. We'll be earlier than that because, you know, it's a big event. We're back to the normal, quote-unquote, PLE start times here in the Philippines. So again, all you got to do is head on over. We're still doing early bird tickets. tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. Let me check that real quickly. tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. Everything you need to know is over there. Tickets are available at $350 for one day if you can't commit to 2 days. But if you are able to commit to 2 days, it is 600 pesos for a 2-day pass. But that is not cross venue. If you buy a 2-day pass for Skinny Mike's, that's the Skinny Mike's kalang. And if you buy one for Hobby Stadium, it's Hobby Stadium kalang. As much as we would want to, make it easier for everyone, this is the first time we're doing it kasi this way. So we have to make it a little simpler for our accounting. That's a real reason. We'll be there. Shepard will be watching the show together. We will have prizes as well from our partners, from Everybody's Toys and Collectibles. They're sponsoring a raffle prize. We also have Hobby Danzy from Geek Talk PH. He'll be sponsoring a couple of prizes as well for both days. So guys, punta na kayo. May libre ang team, may libre pang papremyo if you win the raffle. Again, tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. I forgot to say the date. It is Sunday, April 6th. Sunday, April 7th, 2024, and Monday, April 8th, 2024. So magfile na kayo leave if you have to, because it, we're going back to a Monday PLE kasi 2 days siya. So yeah, we'll see you guys there. You have until Wednesday night, 11:59 p.m., April 3rd, 2024, to avail of the early bird passes. We will not be selling the 2-day pass to walk in kasi medyo hassle, medyo complicated pa yun, but we're still figuring it out. So if you miss the early bird selling, you will have to buy a 1-day pass at the door. Especially if you know, even if you go for both days. So we're test running this, so we apologize for any inconvenience. But once we get it down pat, in future events, we'll make sure to make the process better. We'll make it more convenient for everyone. So we'll see you guys there. So I'll have some fun. It's the biggest show of the year. And let's all get together and kick off the summer the best way possible and finish the story. You know?
Yep.
Right. Emil, let's tell the people what is in store for them if they sign up and support us through our Patreon.
Sign up to our Patreon. It's at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. You'll get benefits, a lot of benefits, of course. Again, one of those is supporting us again and everything that we do. But you get to also join our Discord community, where a lot is going on, especially in the last few days. But it's just overall fun there. It's fun. You just interact with us, interact with your fellow podcast, share ideas, share memes, everything. You can talk to us about wrestling, but anything else as well. And you'll also get to enjoy the review content of the weekly wrestling shows, courtesy of me, Ro, Rowan, and Chino. So that name covered every major wrestling weekly show na meron. We have a review for it. Doon sa Pasabais, which the last one just got done a few weeks ago. So if you are part of our Patreon program, you get some preferential rates. Of course, courtesy of being a patron. And again, like I said earlier, if you subscribe to our Patreon, you're supporting the things that we do here, and the reason why this show has been is going strong on its 10th year. So it's patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. We're still at $5.
All right. Yon, maraming ganap. Maraming ganap. Well, we hope to see you guys there. We're also celebrating our 10th anniversary, but we'll get into that after the after WrestleMania. Kasi yeah, it's magkadigit siya, actually. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary on WrestleMania week. So it's been 10 years. But we'll talk about that eventually. All right. Let's get to the wrestling talk. Maraming ganap. First, we just had Revolution this morning. We're recording on Monday, March 4th. And Revolution just happened. And that means Sting's last match happened kanina. And they won. They retained the championship in a... So this is what I was saying about how Tony Khan really tries to buck tradition. Because, he does it. He doesn't want to do what everyone else is doing. Because, siyempre, bata siya. So he has to do it different. So Sting and Darby Allin retain their AEW Tag Team Championships. Normally, when somebody's retiring or leaving, they lose. And then somehow Tony Khan was able to talk Sting into retaining the championship and not losing on his way out. So they retired as champions, and now the championship has been vacated, and they'll probably announce a tournament to crown a new tag team champion. So let's get this out of the way first. Siyempre, Sting has retired. Finally, a proper retirement, a proper send-off, as opposed to yung unfortunate injury niya in 2015, right? So what did you think of this send-off for Sting, Emil? Was it the best one that they did, or was it a good one?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's probably the best one that any other legend ever had. Probably since Sean, 2010. And I like how TK really went big time with Sting's retirement, and we actually predicted that he's gonna lose it. Pero when after the match, I was okay. I'm okay with Sting retiring as a champ. Like, pulling a Peyton Manning here, winning the still being the champion at the end of his career. And again, everything was perfect from the announcement of the send off, and then nagkaroon talaga siya ng farewell run, which in wrestling you can't really say that everyone had. Even the greats, I think, never had a farewell run as good as Sting. Like, diba, if you name guys like The Undertaker, he had so many years to have a farewell run, but he never really, although The Undertaker also got to finish his career in a good note, but it isn't as great as Sting, which, you know, he main evented a pay-per-view, and then it was a celebration of his career. And then God, that was perfect. That was really perfect. Like, I hindi ko naabutan yung prime ni Sting, but even I felt emotional after Revolution.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I didn't feel that much for it because I wasn't a Sting fan growing up. Hindi ko naabutan yung WCW run. I didn't watch the TNA run. It's that was the accessible point of the TNA run, but I didn't watch TNA regularly that time because it was really tough to watch TNA, both accessibility wise and yung quality wise. Yeah. I didn't think much of the WWE run. Like, yeah, Sting is a legend, but you know, he did not capture my imagination. It just is the way it is. I'm not taking anything away from him. I understand how iconic he is, but it wasn't resonant for me. And that's not, you know, an indictment or anything. It's just, I don't know, it's just a reflection of who I watched back then. So it is crazy though that he has almost 40 years of experience active in the ring. Siyempre may times na inactive siya, but you know, going strong for 40 years with no major injuries, not crippled or anything. Probably doesn't have CTE or anything. He's not mentally injured or anything. So that's pretty good. And that's an end to a career that a lot of wrestlers only dream of. We want to ride off into the sunset healthy, being able to walk, you know, coherent and comfortable in life. Diba? So Sting got a good ending. And I really like that for him. I'm sure he was against the idea of winning to end his career, diba? I'm sure he was just talked into that. He's as old school as it can get. Again, Tony Khan does different things because, you know, he's young. He's a disruptor in the game. So it is what it is. A lot of people have fond memories of Sting. A lot of people have been little Stingers back in the day. Back when they were kids, it just wasn't me. But I'm happy for everyone who gets to watch a final match, a retirement match that wasn't shitty.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that one guy in the match, you know, he had a retirement match. And it was pretty embarrassing. And that was not this match. So that's pretty good. Congratulations, Sting, on a long, long career. On a healthy senior and a senior stage in life, and a great send off where he looked like he still belonged, and even if he was technically already a senior citizen. So, maraming salamat, Sting, for your. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Do you have a like favorite Sting? I know you.
I don't.
I just want to shout out his. I'm sure. Ito rin yung mas natatandaan ng mga ka-age ko. His debut in WWE.
Yeah.
Back in 10 years ago, actually.
Yeah.
Back in WWE.
Jesus Christ, 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know. Kasi, I know you said there was a teaser, but I really
remember. Yeah, no, wala pala, my bad. I was thinking of the WWE 2K teaser video. So, yun pala yun.
Pero, like, there wasn't anything at that point. I was following the dirt sheets na rin by this point. Yeah. And talagang wala. And then he just, it was... napaka-fitting pa because it's he interfered, he came in one of probably the best Survivor Series matches in the last 20 years. That Team Cena versus Team Authority match. And he came in, like, sobrang gulat na gulat yung mga tao. And, you know, the follow-up of it wasn't that good kasi they had Sting lose in his first WWE match, which was a bummer. But that moment alone, that was pretty freaking cool. And doon ko nakita, okay, this is how cool Sting is. Na, you know, like, kahanating niya pa lang, but the people already went nuts for him.
Yeah, it was big. But yeah, you know, it was one of those things that you never thought would happen, and then Vince ruined it for everyone. And so yeah, I wish he could have had another try post Vince, but actually, what I didn't like was that WWE didn't have anything to say. TNA had a nice message for Sting. I mean, it was actually, you know, a ploy to get people to subscribe to TNA Plus, but it's better than nothing, I would say. Yeah. At least nag happy retirement message for them. WWE did not. Like I think
only Cody did some sort of tweet, and Punk.
Ang immature naman. Like I thought Triple H wouldn't be would be above the whole the company rivalry thing. Like you don't even associate Sting with AEW really, diba?
Yeah, no.
Yes, Sting is with AEW now, but you know, everyone knows him for his WCW work, right? Even his TNA work, right? He's not really an AEW entity. So parang it would have been a nice thing to have a quick message, right, for him, you know, celebrate his retirement. I mean, there's still time to do it like tomorrow on Raw. It's Friday on Smack. Sana gawin nila kasi ang petty naman kung di nila gawin. Kasi they did that for Muta by inducting him in the Hall of Fame. But Sting was also a part of the WWE, and by extension, because they bought WCW, he is part of the WWE. So parang I want them to acknowledge Sting because Sting is universal in the business at this point. And to deny the fans, you know, an acknowledgement of Sting on your program just because he's with AEW, that sucks.
There was this video package that was shown earlier for Sting. Yeah. Like before the match, parang there were clips of his yung surfer Sting era, and then after that parang there was a gap. Yeah. Like they ang sunod na footage na nung nag-debut na. Na. So parang like where's the Crow era, diba?
Oh yeah,
on that video package. Parang wala eh. So that's sad. Yeah,
sayang wala man lang TNA nun. TNA footage.
Oh,
I mean, it's not like WWE owns that stuff as well, right? Yeah. All right. All right. So let's move on to Revolution, since we've already started talking about Revolution as well. Tawagdan, what did you think of the? Well, not much had big movements. You know, big anything. The biggest movement, other than Sting retiring, is Kyle O'Reilly finally being cleared to return. He's back. He's challenging the Undisputed Kingdom. Adam Cole's not there, but so yung proxy na is Roderick Strong. And the whole segment, the way they did it after the match was kind of underwhelming kasi walang action na nangyari. But I think we're just happy to see Kyle O'Reilly back. What do you think of this?
I'm happy. Like, again, I'm a big fan of the Undisputed Era, and I'm a big fan of Kyle O'Reilly. So I'm good with this. I'm happy now after 2 years, he's back, he's healthy, and he's clear to compete again. Yung pagkakaintindi ko sa segment earlier is that, yes, he is boys with Roderick Strong. Kasi nga, they had that history, but he doesn't really like the Kingdom. And that's going to be the story moving forward. Na he is boys with 2/3 of the Undisputed Kingdom, but he doesn't like the others. So, but I think eventually it will lead to a match between Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong. I think that's where this thing is headed. But yeah, I'm just excited that he's back, you know. And I really wish the entire four members of the old Undisputed Era could have been in AEW, but you know that's not gonna happen anytime soon. But I'm just glad that Kyle is back.
Yeah, I was happy that they booked him as a face. I really enjoyed Kyle O'Reilly as a face because he has he's cool Kyle. So talagang bagay sa kanya maging baby face. He's easygoing, he's charismatic, he's lighthearted, you know, light humored. And it's so easy to get behind him. And I like that they're not shoehorning him into the kingdom, the Undisputed Kingdom. Because, you know, maskupa talaga si Roderick Strong and Adam Cole. And the group has faltered a little bit because Cole is still injured. And they had to wrap up the MJF story. But I think this might be able to give them the boost that they need. I hope Adam Cole comes back for it. Because, siyempre, if I'm Adam Cole, diba, I'm gonna see that my boy Kyle O'Reilly is back and he's not aligning with my group. So, you know, I'd have something to say about that. And I think that's where the fireworks can start a bit. So, yep. So makita yun. All right. Anything else from Revolution that you wanted to react to?
No, I just want to say Revolution was a stacked card from beginning to end. Like every parang walang tapon for me. Like every match from beginning, because I watched it live earlier, from beginning to end, the opener match was the TNT title match.
Uh-huh.
And from then, pero yun nga yung isang problema ng AEW, yung pacing eh. Kasi if every match is going to be a great match, you...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You don't let the crowd have a breather. So, parang ganun din. Like at the middle, there's a dull moment in the middle of the card where, like, medyo nakakapagod na because you've been watching wrestling for an hour and a half. But they picked it up because they buti na lang, they placed the great matches right by the end, you know. And I think most of that are picks for the we're gonna talk about. So yun lang muna yung sasabihin ko.
Yeah, I mean that depends on sakit ng AEW to. Tony Khan just likes good wrestling, so he'll have his good wrestlers wrestle. And that's also what Triple H has done for NXT. But the thing with Triple H is that at least he kept the card small, like 5-6 at the pinaka, you know, yung pinaka, pinaka marami niyang matches. But ito, TK knows that if people want good wrestling, who cares if you're tired at the end? You know, who cares if you're tired by hour 4 because of all the work rate action that you got? Yeah, that's what they like. It. That's what drives the company forward. And even if, you know, not everyone likes that kind of thing, not everyone likes that kind of approach, it does work. And back, it's like how it was back in Vince's WWE. Now, the story could be messy and all that, but as long as the wrestlers are good, they're the most elite at their in the industry, and they're at the top of their game, so they'll wrestle their asses off. You know, the pay-per-views are going to be good. So, it's one of those things. That's why I wasn't so bummed about not being able to catch it live. I know I realized that masusong panoorin yung AEW pay-per-views on my pace and on my order. Like I want to pick and choose which matches I want to watch first, so that I don't feel tired by the time I watch the match I want to watch or the match that I was looking forward to. It's unorthodox, because it's not the same as a live experience. So it kind of skews your opinion toward a particular show if you watch it out of order. So it is what it is. And if you're an AEW fan, if you like the work rate stuff, I know we have some listeners here who don't care about the storytelling so much. You just like the action. That's fine, I guess. A lot of us go through that phase as well. So it's, you know, there's something for everyone. There's a market for you, diba? And that's what Tony Khan is catering to. Other than that, wala masyadong ano, wala masyadong bago eh, no? No status quo changing championship.
I think in the pre-show, Pac has announced he's gonna return. But I guess aside from that,
Yeah. This is really good wrestling. It's like good wrestling, good wrestling.
I don't. I just noticed now there wasn't any title changes on today. Oh no, Roddy, that's the only one.
Yeah, yeah. But that was expected, then. We predicted that, and you know it was time because Orange Cassidy was what is in his second championship run.
Yeah.
All right. Before we talk about this last Friday's episode of SmackDown, it's pretty huge as well. Well, the first half hour of it, or, you know, the first the first hour, I believe, was pretty huge. Let's get to a quick break first and hear from our fellow co-podcasts on the Pod Network.
Do you feel lost, doubting yourself, and tired? You question your worth and existence? Well, I'm here for you. Hey, this is Gayle Chavez, and I'm the host of Free Yourself Podcast. My podcast talks about self-love, self-discovery, and growth. This is for everyone who wants to live their fullest life and become the person that they could be. Let me help out and remind you that this is your life, your path, that you are not broken, and you are worth it. Catch me every Friday at 8 p.m. See ya!
All right, we are back. AEW happened, but WWE also happened. Siempre, you can't go gentle into that good night. And WWE had SmackDown last Friday, and it's The Rock show again. So The Rock is appearing only on SmackDown. And they had a, well, if you cut down the commercials, it was a 30 or so minute long opening segment featuring the entire Bloodline. And so the quick important points there are, first, The Rock sees Cody's challenge and counters it with a tag team match, which is the match that we wanted to see ever since the press event happened a couple of weeks ago. Right? It was the Rock now challenges Cody Rhodes and his girlfriend Seth Rollins versus himself and Roman Reigns. So that's for night one, if Cody accepts the challenge, which I'm sure he will, because hey, that's how you get The Rock on the show. Right? If Cody and Seth win, right? If I'm correct, the Bloodline will be banned from ringside. Yep. Yes.
That's it.
And if The Rock and Roman Reigns win, they can interfere. So
it's going to be, it's going to be Bloodline rules.
I don't know
what he means by that.
Solo can sing the national anthem, right? Yeah, it's Bloodline rules for the main event ng night two.
Yeah.
Probably
a no DQ. That's probably.
So we won't predict that yet, because we'll get to that when we get closer to the show. But So are you satisfied with this development first? Because this is the first development.
Oh yeah, definitely. When Cody announced the challenge at the Elimination Chamber, I thought, okay, but this is not what I wanted. I want the tag match, you know. And yeah. I knew we're gonna get it eventually. I knew, because it makes sense, because The Rock is the guy in power, you know, and he can make these decisions. He can make these matches, and I'm happy that we're gonna get this. We've been fantasy booking this since the press event, yeah, we're gonna get. It looks like both Cody and Roman are gonna pull double duty here at Mania, or even Seth. I think is gonna because they match pa pala siya with Drew. So all three of them are gonna pull double duty at WrestleMania. So
yeah, that's what I was saying about. Like, that's what I said last week. Nah, okay, you got all the star power, and then now they're threatening to take over the top of the card. So yeah, there three of them will be pulling double duty. So that's interesting, but it's the 40th WrestleMania, so you got to go big, or else you got to go home. Which leads me to my next point. You mentioned something that happened, and The Rock essentially invoke yung status niya, yung position niya as the board member, a member of the board ng TKO. So he said in the promo that he's the boss, Cody works for him, and that kind of establishes him as this generation's Vince McMahon. Now, kasi that is Vince. Eh. So, and before that, Vince hadn't been the on-screen authority figure screwing people over. So we're going back to this trope, but this time it's The Rock. And it's funny because 20 or so years ago, 25 years ago, di ba, he was siyang tuta ni Vince nung
Attitude Era.
So it's interesting and also fitting na rin na The Rock is the guy to carry, to continue that legacy of being the boss. So I want to ask you, is this something we need for the Cody story? Because I feel like, yeah, because it now also makes Cody this generation Steve Austin. What do you think of this? Did you catch that? Did you catch that parallel when you watched the segment?
I will stand by my statement that The Rock's involvement was not needed. I will stand by.
No. That's again. We're past that.
Yeah.
It's an egg. You know what? Kumabig na sila, and then now The Rock is the boss. He's Vince McMahon. So, do you think this is a role that suits him? And this, do you think that this is a role that we need now, especially when we know that Triple H is never going to be Vince McMahon? Because now he's like the face boss that everyone wanted.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because for the reasons that you said, like Triple H, you know, as much as he's like he's been a heel most of his life, he really can't play the heel boss now because we all know it's not gonna return to any wrestling of some sort anytime soon. So I'm glad that The Rock fits into that role really well. Like I can't believe that I will like it, and I will parang okay bagay to, and I can actually get behind with Rock being the new Vince figure in WWE. Pero syempre hindi naman siya he's not gonna be there like every week. He's not gonna be there every month because we know how much busy he is in real life. So you know what? At this point, just to add on to the Cody story, why not?
It's interesting to see because may isa pa yung aspect which I'll get to in a bit. I just wonder if they plan this part now or talagang did they just luck into it because okay, boss na ako eh. I kind of own WWE now, so we might as well bring it back. And it's funny because I don't think anyone ever expected or anyone ever had The Rock being Vince as part of their bingo cards. So let's move to the third point that I wanted to talk about. So that segment was long. It was really, really long. And it had another chapter to close it out. So before the segment ended, The Rock was trying to do his usual, if you smell, shtick. Then Roman stopped him. Tapos Roman said that he wanted The Rock to acknowledge him. And then The Rock eventually did. And then it was kind of weird kasi parang hindi siya mukhang happy. He didn't sound happy saying that I acknowledge you as my tribal chief. So first I want to ask you, Emil, what did you think of all of that? Did you think it was him playing along to Roman Reigns?
Definitely. I was actually waiting for this moment ever since they teamed up nung press event. Like at some point Roman's gonna feel like he's been parang nai-chapera na siya ni The Rock. And again, that the ending of that segment was perfect kasi they addressed that fact. They addressed that elephant in the room. And parang sinabi ni Roman na for him to be behind, to get behind all of this, I need, parang gusto niya lang assurance kay The Rock. Parang ganun. Kasi kung wala siyang assurance, parang he's not gonna agree to everything Rock's gonna do. So it's definitely on brand to the Tribal Chief character na you have to acknowledge me. You know, even though alam naman natin na Rock is the siya yung basta susunod on that crew rather than Roman. So Rock has been making all the decisions ever since he stepped into the bloodline. So may sense, may nasa-sense ni Roman eh. That's why he needed that. He needed that assurance from The Rock that yes, Tribal Chief pa rin ako. And The Rock played, he's playing Roman here. Like ever since the start of all these things. That's why I predicted nung press event na he's eventually gonna screw Roman Reigns. And I think it's gonna be as soon as after the main event or even during the main event of WrestleMania. That's when it's gonna happen. Because it's probably gonna set up another year's worth of storyline heading into WrestleMania next year, where they could finally have that one-on-one match without anyone being mad that they're getting a one-on-one match.
So The Rock is gonna be a dick to someone. It's either really gonna be Cody or Roman. So I wanted to ask you, which one is the more compelling feud? Is it The Rock versus Cody or The Rock versus Roman? And in both cases, The Rock is the boss, and the boss that is fighting their employee.
Definitely Rock versus Roman. That's the more intriguing one. But I do feel like in order for us to get there, we need to get to this first, which is the finishing the story, The Rock versus Cody. So, yun. That mas maintig yun, pero I also want them to wrap this up first with a clear resolution dun sa story ni Cody before they can move on fully to The Rock and Roman. Kasi magmumukhang kawawa si Cody if they focus in on Rock versus Roman without him having the resolution to his 2-year-long story, di ba? So para mag-benefit lahat, so patapusin mo na yung story ni Cody, and then that's when you start to build up to what you want, which is Rock versus Roman.
Ang naisip ko lang is we're kind of backed into a corner here because I don't want Cody to win on night 2 because The Rock screwed Roman over kasi hindi nawala yung ano niya, diba? Nawala na yung entire reason niya, the effort that he put into crawling back from defeat last year and then winning this year. Kasi all he needed was The Rock to win finally, and that's the shittiest way to win actually.
No, so but I hope if you would harken back to when he was introduced, diba Cody said na ano, he needed help.
He needed help. Yeah. I don't want The Rock to help. I don't want The Rock to lay out Roman himself. Like, I want The Rock to get rid of the help that Roman will have.
Okay.
Diba? No DQ yan. So, andyan na sila lahat. Diba?
Yep.
Kaya ano, ganun. So ayoko sana mangyari na okay, The Rock lays out Roman Reigns with a rock bottom in the people's elbow and then Cody comes in to steal the pin and that's how he wins. Even when Eddie won the championship from Brock Lesnar, he still had to put Brock away with a DDT to the belt and a frog splash. So yeah, I hope that they figure something out. Okay, anything else? You know, the Kodokai turned on Bayley finally. Let's talk about that.
I thought that was way too soon because they just reestablishes. They just reestablished the relationship between Bayley and Dakota. Like even though I predicted that yes, she will screw Bayley, I thought that's gonna happen when we get close to WrestleMania or at WrestleMania. Not this soon. Nagulat ako na ano na it was this soon. Probably I think this is probably because Dakota is really not yet really cleared to compete.
Cleared.
That's why they had to pull. They had to do this. This angle. Pero nagulat lang ako kasi, you know, it's been 2 weeks. You know, since they just reestablished the face turn. Tapos yung pala, heel pa rin si Dakota.
Yeah, I would have waited a couple more weeks. Like, yes, pwede mo sabihin na. Okay, we all saw this coming because we could all, you know, connect the dots. And Bayley herself was aware that Dakota wasn't really you know, kind of bashing her behind her back, diba? So I felt like that they rushed that. So the only reason I'm thinking of na ginawa nila ngayon is because there's something else happening closer to WrestleMania that is similar. So that may be The Rock turning on Roman Reigns. So they probably want to space that out. So sayang na. But you know, at least we got there. At least that one you know na hindi ka ginagago ng Triple H. Kasi when he makes it clear that this is happening a while back, they'll really honor that continuity, you know, when they get to the future. So hindi nila binaliwala na okay, kasama si Dakota sa pambubuli nilang sa kay Bayley, diba? So enjoy that little bit. And it tells me again, it reinforces my faith in Triple H's creative storytelling in this era. Right. Anything else you wanted to react to from SmackDown?
You know, because everything on SmackDown got cut because of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Got the 15-minute Bloodline promo. I remember people actually complaining that Naomi versus Tiffany, parang, and they didn't get justice because of Rock going.
But it was good.
It was good. It was good for what it is. But people wish it would have been longer.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? But I think we're only going to get that till WrestleMania. And and after that, it will be normal schedule programming for SmackDown.
Kung hindi nangyari yung ano, yung Revolution today, I probably would have picked Tiffy versus Naomi because it was pretty good.
Yep.
All right. This has run a little too long, so we'll cut it here and we will give you the picks of the week in tomorrow's episode. So let's end it really quickly. Thank you so much for listening, for tuning into our weekend reactions. When I'm in Seattle this weekend, so when I'm making my reactions, you can follow us over on at Wrestling2xPod on Twitter and TikTok, at Wrestling Podcast on Instagram and Threads, at the Wrestling Podcast on Facebook. My co-hosts are available at EML_Meister. On Twitter, at _StanC for Stan, at Chino Supersize for Chino, at Monday Night Rowan, that's NITE for Rowan ASH, and myself at Roiswar on Twitter, at Shang.Daddy on Instagram and Threads. If you want to debate me on wrestling, we'll do that. I got the time. And but I mean, if you have comments, we'll take it, and we'll talk about wrestling. So this has been another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Thank you so much to our production and management team. Babyface producer Jasper is the one producing this. Riza has been managing us behind the scenes, and to the good boys and girls of the Pod Network for making us happy, you know, for bringing the podcast to you and bringing your favorite wrestling talk to you. We'll see you guys at the WrestleMania viewing party April 7 and 8th. Again, tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. It's easy to spell. You can find it, and we'll see you guys there. Until then, guys, I know that you want to, you know, get some more of this wrestling talk. Please stay safe, stay healthy, be nice to each other. Do not be a dick. Wrestling Podcast out. Later, outcasts. Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.